Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. And with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I've been sharing on Psalm 143, What to Do When Hope Seems Gone. David was not in a good place when he was sharing his heart before the Lord in prayer. And as we near the end of the psalm, we find that he was really asking God for direction. And of course, sometimes when you're in a difficult spot, you question, Lord, am I in your will? Did I miss it? Did I do something wrong? And so Romans 12 and 2 tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And Jesus is our example. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I was sharing a scripture found in Isaiah, the seventh chapter, verse 15, and he's talking about Jesus, and Isaiah says, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. And the sweetness of honey and butter refers in Scripture to the Word of God. And I'd like to share just a couple of passages. One is found in Revelation, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. And of course, this was John, and he says, I went up unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. There's another passage in reference in Psalm 119, 103, and there the psalmist says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And then there's a reference also in Psalm 55, verse 21. And, you know, we've probably all had situations where people, you know, profess to be a brother or a sister, and yet their actions are not as they should be, not as a genuine born-again child of God, or they might be just an outright wolf in sheep's clothing. Well, David had such an experience, and you know, people can say the right things that sound good, but you need the Holy Ghost discernment to determine, are they true and sincere? Because David had this experience in Psalm 55, verse 21, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. You know, it's not so much what we say as what we do. That's the fruit of our lives. But Jesus, beloved, is our example. And there's a man by the name of G. Lamza. He was a translator of the Holy Bible from Aramaic. And he says that expression of that about refusing, that he would, butter and honey shall he eat, that's actually a colloquialism or manner of speech that means wisdom, harmony, and prosperity. And this was the meat or nourishment that Jesus fed on. Remember, he said in John the 4th chapter, I have meat to eat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, to finish his work. That's what Jesus did, finish the work of his Father. And like Jesus, you know, that spiritual diet he was on, we have to be on that same diet, the same Word of God, in order to refuse the evil and choose the good. And so like Jesus, Brother and sister, in order to walk in the center of God's will for your life, you must allow your thoughts to be renewed by that which is pure, wholesome, and of a good report, as Philippians 4:8 references. In fact, if you meditate closely upon 12:2 in Romans, there's a danger that you will miss God's will if your mind isn't renewed. Let's just take a moment. I feel the Holy Spirit that He wants to minister just briefly to us. Lord, I thank You that You're causing us to have our minds renewed by the Word of God. Give us a greater and greater hunger for Your Word, Lord, that we can walk in Your perfect will. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, that which I've given you in My Word is more than enough for your prosperity." I speak of natural, material prosperity as well as soul prosperity. It is more than sufficient for fullness of joy, for fullness of peace and freedom. I have promised you safety, deliverance, and provision, and a future and a hope found in Christ Jesus. Only believe. It is impossible for me to lie or to deceive. There's so much that I have yet to give you. Hold these truths close to your heart, for I hold you close to mine, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for renewing faith. Well, before my time flies away, let's continue now and conclude the rest of this psalm. In verse 9, "Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee to thee, unto thee to hide me." He's got a solid confidence in God and an active faith. He says, "I flee to you, Lord, to hide me." He was sure that there was safety in God. And he was certain that he could flee to the Lord and that he could flee immediately. That's the kind of confidence you and I need to have. And that confidence expresses itself in active faith. Notice that he's not passive, but he arouses himself in the Spirit to flee to the Lord. And this can be seen because it says he flees, and that implies a directness, a speed, an eagerness. Remember, I'm thinking of another time in David's life. He was fleeing from Saul, and at one point they were in the land of the Philistines, he and his mighty men, and they were in the little town of Ziklag, and they go off to war, you know, attempting to join the Philistines. They are refused that, but while they're gone, you know, all their loved ones, their goods, their wives, children are captured by the enemy, and they're taken away, and the men, David's men, are so grieved, so upset, they actually talk about stoning David. What a place to be in. And he sought the Lord, but you know what it says before he did that? He encouraged himself in the Lord. And beloved, if we could only do that, if we could, regardless of what's going on, remember the goodness, the faithfulness of the Lord, basically do what David did in this psalm. That's why, you know, I entitled this, "When All Hope Seems Gone, Go to Psalm 143. Do what David did. Flee to the Lord. Cast your cares upon Him. Cry out to God. Remember the good times. Remember the times He delivered you from evil. The times He's delivered you physically when you were so ill. The times He spared you your life from danger where you could have been killed. Had a fatal accident in that, you know, that automobile accident. So many things. Or perhaps you were in drugs and running from the police. Who knows the kinds of things God spared you from? But He knows every moment. And so now that you're serving Him, now that you're a Christian, will He not preserve and protect His very own? Remember, you are in a blood covenant relationship with the Lord. And just as that was a very serious thing, remember when Abraham cut that blood covenant, he sacrificed animals, and there was a smoking lantern that passed between them at night, and the Lord was confirming the old covenant with blood to Abraham. Those were very, very serious deliberations and actions that were taken. In other words, whatever happens to you, I'm with you. I'm going to be there to protect you. We're speaking on a natural, you know, if men became blood brothers, I mean, their very lives were sacrificed for one another. If there was a need, they were there to help. And so, beloved, we can expect that of our God. How much more when the blood is not of blood of bullocks and goats or lambs, but of the perfect Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's conclude the last two verses of this psalm. Quicken me, verse 11, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. David appeals to God's name. And what does that mean? Well, when we call upon the name of the Lord, when we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, that is God's revealed character. And what is his character? As being faithful and loyally steadfast to his own. He asks God to fight his battles, to fight against his enemies, whether they're in the natural. You know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. The enemy could be, Satan could be motivating flesh and blood against you. However, it could just be spiritual oppression, depression, discouragement, not an actual, you know, coworker on the job or a boss, but you just feel heaviness in the realm of the spirit. That's, you know, that's warfare that we go through. But he asks God to fight against his enemies, who, unlike David and unlike you and I, they haven't pledged their lives to God. They stand outside the covenant circle, and no matter what anybody ever says, the devil is not going to be saved. David prays that God would preserve his life on the basis of his name, his righteousness, and his loving kindness. And that word, Hebrew word, is hesed. It's used about 250 times in the Old Testament, and it means loyal, steadfast, or faithful love. And it stresses the idea of belonging. Belonging together in a love relationship. Praise God. That's God's faithful love for his unfaithful people. In the Old Testament, that means communion, deliverance, enablement, enlightenment, guidance, forgiveness, hope, preservation. All those are based on God's hesed. Praise God. How blessed we are under a new and better covenant. Well, beloved, I pray you've been blessed by the Spirit of God. I don't have time to pray with you right now, but if you have prayer needs, I invite you to share those needs, and I'll send back what I know would be a word of encouragement to your heart. The announcer will give you our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,